So here's episode 5. And this time we're talking Balinese food and cooking, especially the ocean to table options that we have access to on Bali and its neighboring islands. We met some really amazing people in Bali. One of them who made a serious impact on us was Kadek, who runs the Donkey Restaurant in Chenangan, just off Lembongan Island. It's properly off the beaten track and serves incredible fresh food with amazing flavours. It's one of the most relaxed places we've ever been, and we felt so welcome. We went back pretty much every day.
My name is Kadek Astawa. So what I'm doing here is run our family business, our restaurant business, and also do something art for ceremony, because I love cooking, culture, and also Balinese art, especially this influence with ceremony.
Kadek told us a little bit about his story.
I born in Lembongan, but almost spent study in Bali. When I finished university, still work in Bali, in Kuta, Seminyak. Also same, cooking. And then my father called me to go home, back home, so get a job at Lembongan. I've been working at 5-star in Lembongan. I get a sponsor from government to learn cooking in Australia and also to promote Indonesian food back here, because I love stay here. Lembongan or Chenangan for me is maybe because I love culture, I love nature. Still nature here, not too many building. You can get a fresh air, less pollution. I mean, the people here, we know each other. I think in this island, 100% no crime, because we know each other. Even we just say hello when we meet at the road, it's good. People will really give smile. So that's why I don't move again to Bali, but I stay here. I exactly have 3 children. Number 2 is die. Yeah, and still 2. Number 1 is Putri Ayu. We call it Putri Ayu. And now it's 9 years old. And the number 3, we call Komang. Komang is number in Bali. Wayan and Putu is Gede, or Gede is number 1. Made or Kadek is number 2. Komang or Nyoman is number 3. Number 4 is Ketut. Me, Kadek. And my wife is Wayan. So my wife is first children in his family. So I'm number 2 in our family. That's a number, but that's why in Bali it will be a lot of Kadek, a lot of Komang, a lot of Ketut.
He really does get a true sense of where nature's at in Chenangan. And there's very little pollution or crime. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And there's a ton of seaweed farming there too. It's a big, big business. And Kadek, explain that to us.
The first, we take the young one and picket it and tie it out the line and put on the ocean. Maybe just leave it out 15 days. And we have a harvest, pick it. Half we will grow again. Half we maybe dry it under the sun. And maybe you need 2 or 3 days to really be dry. And then we sell it. The dry seaweed we'll bring to Jaffa. That's for cosmetic, a lotion, body scrub, and some for the food. We call dodol. It's a seaweed dodol in Bali. Dry seaweed, we swag with warm water and we strain again and we boil with palm sugar. After boiling, we strain again. The strain will be hard like pudding. And normally we cut it and we soak. We eat with a fresh grated coconut. You can make a salad, but strong taste. Yeah, the very strong taste.
Kadek is not only running a family restaurant, but making beautiful traditional cremation statues in the restaurant garden between customers. The whole family gets involved in making these incredible gold and brightly colored, beautiful animals, painting them.
Right now we make some statue on the bamboo. And this is a special one because it's not like a general statue. We created with bamboo and then special cotton for coloring. We're not drawing or food painting. We just use special cotton and a lot of gold ornament with it. Every clan in Bali, a lot of clan. These are soldier clan, sailor clan, farmer clan. And like our family is a soldier clan. So we use a black cow holy to cremation. So we created for cremation. This cremation is special in Bali, not same in cremation. Even we are Hindu in Bali, it's not same with India. We have our culture tradition. So this special cremation, just when you have money. You can do big ceremony, small ceremony, and big ceremony. This one is a medium ceremony. It's not big, not too small. So you can use the statue. This is the king of animal, like the lion. And there are symbol of a soldier. And the holy cow, the symbol of holy person.
Kadek told us a little bit more about his incredible restaurant in the middle of relaxing nature.
We do it for 5 years. And this is just small restaurant. We try to serve some specialist food. It's not local, also it's not too Western. It's a combination of ASEAN, Western, and also Balinese. We, on the plate, every plate, we think about nutrition. It's not just food to make you full stomach. So we also think you nutrition. So we run this because this is our family business. So I have enough time for family. I love cook everything. Even it's not familiar to cook, I try to cook. Because if you know the nutrition of that thing, the ingredient, and you can use it for the food. Even maybe you, this is from the wild, from the nature, you can cook it as long as there can be good food. Even the flower, even the leaf, even the root, I love cooking. Almost the fish we have in our restaurant is almost from local fishermen and some from traditional market early in the morning, so you can get the fresh one. I'm not fisherman. I'm not cut fish. Fish also is not every day you can get fresh fish because, you know the weather. Sometimes a big wave, strong wind, local fishermen can cut fish. Maybe tuna, for small tuna, maybe every day they cut the fish by net and go a little bit far from the cliff. If you see on the map, our position, the island position, we are close with a big ocean. After Ceningan and a little bit south is Nusa Penida. After that is the big ocean to Australia. That's why the current is very strong.
And Kadek even cooked some fish that we dove for and caught ourselves one evening. It was a super special experience seeing him turn this fish that we pulled out of the ocean into an incredible meal and gave us a sense of what life could really be like there. But we were also obsessed with his homemade banana nut smoothie bowl. We had them pretty much every day.
Banana nut is, a special smoothie bowl in our place. I think no place sell it yet because we just play with the ingredient. We just play with the nutrition, what is good for the body. So we use the fresh thing is the fruit. Some we get cookies and peanut butter. Who don't like peanut butter? And also chocolate. We use it, but it's not much. We had measured with that. So you still have balanced nutrition, even it's just in one bowl.
So if you make it over to Ceningan, you've got to go to the Donkey Restaurant. It's essential. And of course, we have our very own boat in Bali now. If you want to go on a sunset cruise or a spearfishing trip, just get in touch with Gus, the captain of Bali Ocean Secrets boat, on Instagram at Bali Ocean Secrets. And keep listening for episode 6 of Bali Ocean Secrets. We'll be sharing more about the Bali Ocean Secrets boat. Make sure you follow and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And huge thanks to our guest, Kadek.